You're listening to SBS News.
We're forgotten. We're the forgotten members of this society.
Australians with disabilities are feeling a heightened sense of isolation during the coronavirus pandemic. A Royal Commission hearing focusing on the impact of COVID-19 on people with a disability has been told that at times, people with disabilities have felt like they are in a horror film. The four-day inquiry also heard evidence that from the outset of the health crisis, people with disabilities were left out of the federal government's COVID-19 emergency response plan. Senior counsel assisting Kate Eastman explains.
People with disability and their advocates watched and waited to hear the Commonwealth government's plan for people with disability. On 25 February this year, the Commonwealth Department of Health released its emergency response plan, National Arrangements for Coronavirus. This plan was activated at the request of the Chief Medical Officer. This national plan did not refer to the needs of people with disability.
Some describe their experiences of feeling stuck in their homes, sometimes for days, without adequate personal protective equipment, also known as PPE, or access to food and visits from support workers. Tasmanian woman Tammy Milne shared her experience.
I saw Prime Minister Scott Morrison saying that PPE was being provided, and I'm like, hello, where's mine? And there was none. Yeah, a couple of weeks later, a yellow manila envelope turned up in the mail with 5 homemade face masks in it, and I think that was my husband's care provider that had sent those out. So it was weird, like they had no provenance. I didn't know, the authenticity of them.
Experts say women with disabilities were significantly more likely than other women to suffer from domestic violence. Statistics show 23% of people with disabilities had experienced physical violence, while 16% were subjected to sexual violence. Ms. Eastman highlights the challenges facing those from culturally and linguistically diverse communities.
The risk of domestic violence has not been evenly distributed. First Nations women, women from non-English speaking backgrounds, were more likely to have experienced recent domestic violence compared to non-Indigenous women and women from English-speaking backgrounds.
Domestic violence campaigners say it's harder for women to flee a violent home when they have a disability. Witness Nicole Lee called for better funding and support for disability care providers.
We can't wait 6 months. That could be the difference between life and death. We can't wait 6 weeks. We can't wait 2 weeks. That funding needs to be made available. How do we reach the disability community? How do we get messages to them? What have we got in place? And how are they not working for them?
A mother of 4 autistic children described herself as a trapped-at-home mum. Activist Rosemary Kayes says people with disabilities are human and deserve to be treated the same as any other.
We are humans regardless of where we sit on the impairment spectrum, because impairment is inherent to being human.
The government is expected to give evidence later this week, and you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.